Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. Now, the theme of today's show is everything's awful and I hate it. And that's because I just watched the first trailer for Titans, which is DC's upcoming live-action show based on the Teen Titans superhero team. This is coming out not on TV, but on DC's streaming service that'll launch later this year. So Titans should be, quote-unquote, should be, a kind of must-see show that gets all of us to sign up for this brand new streaming service. Like, it should be really the flagpole that gets everybody in and makes everyone want to desperately check out what's on this service. However, I think this show looks abysmal. It is this incredibly gritty take on the Teen Titans, which is a team that historically has been generally happy and positive through their various iterations. And, you know, a comic book can tell dark stories, but it does so with kind of a heart and soul of positivity, and the Teen Titans comics are definitely that to a T. They go through some stories that can be very dark, can deal with very heavy topics, but they stay kind of true to their core of, like, positivity and, like, finding family in this kind of makeshift group and kind of the camaraderie therein. And it seems like the people making this Titans show have never even read a Teen Titans comic, maybe even haven't read a DC comic in general, because not only is the tone incredibly wrong for the Teen Titans, it goes against some of the core things that these heroes are kind of based around. And the biggest one is that it shows the Titans, this includes Robin, Hawk and Dove, Raven, Starfire, it shows them mercilessly killing bad guys. That's the number one thing that Robin and the rest of that team won't do. It's a core value of Batman passed on down to Robin and to the whole team. Like at its core, these superheroes do not kill. And that's what this trailer glorifies, is these heroes killing just mercilessly. That's how they're introducing characters in this trailer, is a shot of the character very quickly and then a shot of that character murdering someone. And it is just bizarre. There's not a reality where I need Robin to murder people. Robin, especially in the show, just kills with glee. He actually shoots people at one point, takes a gun away from a bad guy, and shoots people. One of the bad guys even mentions Batman as Robin shows up. So Robin steps on another bad guy's neck and says, "F Batman." That's kind of the big high moment of this trailer. Though he actually says the curse word, he doesn't censor himself like I just did. Again, there's not a reality where I need Robin to curse like the Punisher and to be this gritty hero. He's supposed to be the boy wonder. He's supposed to be essentially Spider-Man for all intents and purposes from the Marvel Universe. I don't need him to have that much of a chip on his shoulder as he does in this trailer. And I certainly don't need him to resort to actually killing people, actual murder. It is mind-boggling that that's the direction that they're taking with this series. Now, this trailer is also cut like a horror movie. You can feel, kind of as you're watching it, they just think they're nailing it with the tone, but it's just not Teen Titans. It's just not something that I'm gonna buy as a Teen Titans show. The big kind of stinger at the end of the trailer is Raven telling Robin that my mom used to say there's no such thing as monsters, and Robin following up with, I used to think that, but I was wrong. The Teen Titans shouldn't be a show about internal demons and monsters. It should be a show about finding family and figuring out what it means to be a young kid that is also a superhero and kind of how that all works out. The fact that they're trying to turn it into this thing that it never has been, again, is very weird and very bizarre. In general, I don't understand this trend of trying to erase the joy from something just to make it darker and grittier. There's a reason that we love superheroes. They're escapism, they're fun. Yes, you can tell very real, sometimes very dark stories using superheroes when warranted, but, you know, having something that's gritty just for gritty's sake makes the entire series, the entire thing, seem very childish and very silly, especially when it's paired with a property like Teen Titans. It is a classic case of cognitive dissonance. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to rant a little bit about this Titan show that looks really bad so far. If you like this show and you want to see more new episodes of Pretty Dece premiere weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/PrettyDeceShow. You can also check out the past archives of daily episodes, both on the podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts, and on the YouTube channel. You can find that at prettydeceshow.com/video. And of course, you can follow me on all the social media that you can find, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Pretty Dece Show.